You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Joe Biden has joined key allies in Brussels for NATO and G7 talks on the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Biden is expected to implement new sanctions against Russia and coordinate more military assistance for Ukraine. President Biden's top national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, says G7 leaders will agree on a coordinated sanctions enforcement program.
The G7 leaders tomorrow will agree on an initiative to coordinate on sanctions enforcement so that Russian efforts to evade the sanctions or other countries' effort to help Russia evade the sanctions can be dealt with effectively and in a coordinated fashion. And there'll be, you know, a specific example of what that means discussed at the meeting and rolled out tomorrow.
Mr. Sullivan says more U.S. sanctions against Russia will come.
In addition, we, the United States, will announce a package of sanctions designations tomorrow that relate both to political figures, oligarchs, so individual designations, as well as entities, and that'll be released tomorrow.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has announced EU plans to significantly reduce gas imports from Russia. The EU imports 90% of the natural gas used to generate electricity, heat homes, and supply industry, with Russia supplying almost 40% of EU gas and a quarter of its oil. Ms. von der Leyen says she'll discuss the strategy with U.S. President Joe Biden.
Tomorrow I will discuss with President Biden how to prioritize LNG deliveries from the United States to the European Union in the coming months. We are aiming at having a commitment for additional supplies for the next two winters.
Ms. von der Leyen also condemned the effects of the war on the UN's humanitarian food supplies.
We should not forget that Ukraine alone provides more than half of the World Food Programme's wheat supply. The shelling and the bombing makes it impossible for Ukrainian farmers to sow. On top of that, Putin is blocking hundreds of ships filled with wheat in the Black Sea. So the consequences will be felt from Lebanon, Egypt, and Tunisia to Africa and the Far East. And I call on Putin to let those ships go. Otherwise, he will not only be responsible for war and death, but also for famine and hunger. Let these ships go.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin's chief spokesman says the nuclear option, as part of its domestic security, remains viable for its military operations in Ukraine. Asked by CNN under what conditions President Putin would use nuclear weapons, Dmitry Peskov replied, if it is an existential threat.
Well, we have a concept of domestic security, and it's public. You can read all the reasons for nuclear arms to be used. So if it is an existential threat for our country, then it can be used in accordance with our concept.
Well,
there are no other reasons that were mentioned in that text.
On the eve of the summit of NATO leaders in Brussels, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the military organization is setting up new multinational battle groups in Eastern Europe to deter Russia from launching an attack on any of its members. The battle groups, which usually number between 1,000 to 1,500 troops, will be set up in Hungary, Slovakia, Romania, and Bulgaria. He says the war in Ukraine has changed the security environment.
We have started the process to reset for the long term our deterrence and defense, because it is already today possible to say that this invasion, this brutal war in Ukraine, would have long term consequences for our security. It's a new normal for our security, and NATO has to respond to that new reality.
Western leaders have recently claimed Russia could use chemical weapons in Ukraine, and President Biden says it's an issue world leaders will discuss at the NATO summit. Mr. Stoltenberg says leaders are likely to agree to send more assistance to Ukraine, including equipment to help Ukraine protect against chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear threats. Mr. Stoltenberg says any use of chemical weapons would totally change the nature of the conflict and would have far-reaching consequences for Russia.
First of all, any use of chemical weapons would totally change the nature of the conflict. and it will be a blatant violation of international law and will have far-reaching consequences. And I think that's the most important message to convey, any use of chemical weapons is absolutely unacceptable and will have far-reaching consequences.
The UN General Assembly is considering two rival resolutions, one supported by Ukraine and Western nations that makes clear Russia is responsible for the escalating humanitarian crisis, and the other, sponsored by South Africa, that does not mention Russia. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says any country wanting to make a serious effort to address the humanitarian emergency in Ukraine must be clear about its cause.
We must have the courage to speak the truth here. This war did not appear out of thin air. This humanitarian crisis was not a natural disaster. It was man-made. Any country that wants to make a serious effort to address the humanitarian emergency in Ukraine must be clear about what is causing that emergency. To do less is to allow the aggressor to obscure itself with vague language and later claims it was actually trying to help. Russia is the blame for instigating this war, and the world will continue to hold Russia accountable for what they are doing to the people of Ukraine.
This comes as Anatoly Shubay, the architect of Russia's post-Soviet economic reforms, resigned from his post as a Kremlin special envoy and left the country. There are reports this was due to the war in Ukraine. If so, it would be the highest profile protest by a Russian figure against the invasion. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.